And remember, I spoke about how South Africa doesn't have seeds last time, and many people didn't understand what I was talking about. The country is currently making all its staple foods on what are called genetically modified seeds.
Monsanto.
Yes, most of which are disabled from reproducing. Most of which, even if they did reproduce, they would slowly reproduce less and less.
Please
This means
stop.
that we
Please
need
stop.
to.
People don't understand this. A seed, when you plant it, has an ability that when it bears fruit, the fruit can give you seeds that can be replanted.
Yes.
You are saying they are genetically modified seeds where it'll give you fruit, maybe even with pips, but they cannot grow into anything.
Some of those seeds are genetically engineered to have what is called a genetic use restriction technology, that if you try to replant it next season, it won't replant. But more importantly, when you planted this genetically modified plant first time around, when it can still reproduce, it has a power to cross-pollinate. And the pollen will go all across the country, 60 kilometer radius, and they will infect or go to an organic plant and cross-pollinate that plant and turn it into a plant that's got genetic use restriction technology, so that plant won't work. And they can do that again and again all across the country until they destroy the organic seeds, and you're only left with these genetically engineered seeds for your food. So you have to go and buy them every year from a company that is not South African, from a Monsanto that is not South African, from a Bayer that is not South African, from a Syngenta that is not South African, putting you in slavery for
So
seeds.
scary. So scary.
And these companies, Limagrain, which owns a company called Limagrain actually destroyed all tomato seeds in Europe, to the extent that right now hybrids are what are left in Europe, and they sell these hybrids from anything from $60,000 a kg to $400,000 a kg. What that means is seeds cost more than a kg of gold. So if we continue to allow that to happen in South Africa, very soon the companies that control these seeds can demand a kg of gold or more for a kg of seeds. And without those seeds, you do not eat. So what we are saying is, it should therefore be common sense for the government of South Africa, black South Africans, and anybody that considers themselves South African, including the Boers, to make sure that they should be supporting seed producers that produce organic seed or open pollinated seeds, so that we can have seeds in the hands of our farmers that reproduce for us to be able to control our food production. Now, I sell such seeds. I sell food that is grown by farmers that produce organic seeds. People don't support me. They support the same Pick n Pays and companies that produce these GMOs that continue to ensure that we don't have capacity to produce our own food, making us servants of seeds.
Please come back soon. Thank you very
I
much.
will.